You're listening to the Voice of BitClout podcast. Hey there, I'm Dr. Terry Fisher, one part physician and one part BitClout enthusiast. I think. Is BitClout good? Is BitClout bad? I have no idea, but I'm going to find out. Join me on this journey as we uncover what BitClout, creator coins, and the whole creator economy is all about. Let's talk BitClout. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Voice of BitClout podcast. It's Terry here, and thanks for tuning in for this second episode. As you know from the first episode, I am here to try to figure out what BitClout is all about. Right off the bat here, I'm not an expert in BitClout, but I intend to become one, and I'm going to try to uncover all of the different pros and cons of, well, the whole BitClout economy and the whole BitClout world. So today, I want to start off with diving into a little bit about what is BitClout and see if we can figure out exactly what this is all about. Now, here's the deal, all right? BitClout is a brand new social network, and it's only been live for approximately 4 weeks at the time of this recording, and I'm recording this on Friday, April 9th, 2021. So it is brand spanking new. So what's different about this compared to other social media platforms? Well, let's actually turn that around. Let's start off with what's similar to other social media platforms. And the way it's set up is actually quite similar to Twitter in that you get a feed, you can post clouts, the equivalent of tweets, if you will, and they are character limited. So you can't have very lengthy text paragraphs and that sort of thing. They're short clouts, if you will. You can attach images at this point, which can be GIFs. You can also re-clout clouts. I'm very tempted to say retweet and tweet, but it's not Twitter. You can re-clout your clouts, and that allows you to share things across the network. Now, the actual interface is quite sparse. Again, it is brand new, and what's very interesting is we are seeing new features come along quite quickly. All right, so that's kind of what is similar. In a nutshell, the layout, the design, the type of interactions that you can have on there are similar to Twitter at this point. And you also do have direct messaging to people that that are on the platform. You have your following and you have your people that you choose to follow. Now, what's different? Well, here's what's different. It's a new type of social network that is built on the blockchain. Now, if you're not familiar with what a blockchain is, in very simple terms, and again, I am not a subject expert on blockchain at this point, but if you think about it, Twitter, for example, is centralized, right? There is a Twitter headquarters, there is a Twitter company, and they control the servers where all of the Twitter activity that is stored and is ongoing on Twitter's computers. Now, when it comes to BitClout, it is decentralized on the blockchain. What that means is that all of the content on BitClout is spread out among nodes. Now, we don't know exactly how many nodes there are at this point, but what is a node? A node is basically, you can think of it, and this is a little bit of a simplification, but you can think of it as a computer that is helping to run the processes that run BitClout. And there are multiple of these, and they aren't owned by a single company. They are, by definition, decentralized. And so what that means is that nobody truly owns BitClout, and everybody owns BitClout, if you will. Ultimately, you will have the opportunity to run one of these nodes if you would like to. So what does that mean for real life? Well, here's the other very interesting part of BitClout. BitClout is also a type of currency. It's a new currency. And so when you first log into BitClout, and I'm going to be doing an episode on how to set up your account, probably in the next episode, so stay tuned for that. But the bottom line is when you log into BitClout, you actually get your own currency. You get BitClout. Now, there are ways to bring more BitClout in. You can buy more BitClout, and we can talk about that a little bit later on. When you do first sign up, there are ways that you can get a little bit of free BitClout, if you will. And then you can do different things with this BitClout. Now, just so you know, at the time of this recording, one BitClout is approximately equal to about 160 US dollars. So that gives you an idea of what it's worth. Now, with this BitClout, you have the option of investing this BitClout on other people on the platform. And the way you do this is every single person that opens a BitClout account, by definition, can create creator coins. And so this is almost a second layer of currency, if you will. So when I opened up my account, I had a certain amount of BitClout, and then I can now take that BitClout and invest it in other people as their creator coins. In other words, I buy that person's creator coin. I now own a certain amount of those coins, depending how much I want to put into it. And the more people that buy a particular person's creator coin, there is a correlation, and we'll get into that in a later episode, but at a simplistic level, the more people that buy those creator coins of one particular person, in other words, the more inventory of coins that are purchased, that drives the price up. If some of those coins are sold, the price of that creator coin goes down. And so this way, people are actually investing. But again, it's very speculative. We don't know what is the future of BitClout. We don't know what is the future of creator coins. We don't know what is the future really of any of this at this point. But me personally, I am treating this as a game. I am finding this extremely entertaining. I'm having fun with it. I am enjoying making investments in people that I think are really, you know, interesting, or providing some really unique value to the community, or people that I know that I believe in, that they are up and coming content creators that are going to be highly sought after. And so there is definitely a game to this. There is definitely an investment part to this. I think it is absolutely fascinating. Now, again, I'm going to say it here, as I said last time, do not take anything that I'm saying here as investment advice. This is all for general information purposes. And again, let me be very clear about this, I am not investing any money in this that I would consider to be a problem if I lost it all. In other words, only invest money that ultimately you can lose, that could go to zero, because we do not know what is the future of BitClout at this point. As I said in the first episode, I am cautiously optimistic. I think this does have a future, but I certainly do not know that. And so I am treating this as a big game right now, and it's a really fun game. Now, another really common question that people are asking is, how is this related to Bitcoin? Well, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It is bought on the blockchain, but there's a big difference. Bitcoin does not support other complex social network functions, things like posts, profiles, follows, and that sort of thing. And so Bitcoin has been proven over the last 10 years, if you consider the word proven to be valid in this case, and there's some debate about that, but it has been shown at least to be a good investment for those that have been investing over the last 10 years. Again, where this goes in the future, who knows? But for now, it appears it has been a very good investment for people that got in early. BitClout is, again, it's a type of cryptocurrency, but the way the architecture is set up, it can support things like the follows, the clouts, the reclouts, etc. So that is a big difference here. And that is what allows this cryptocurrency to be tied in to a social media network. And that is really the ultimate key here. What BitClout does is it brings a cryptocurrency, a decentralized framework on the blockchain, and it pairs that with a social media network where the creators that are truly coming up with incredible value and unique ideas can be rewarded by people investing in them, and consequently, the price of those persons' creator coins, if you will, can rise. Now, I know I covered a lot in this. I want to keep these episodes relatively short. So that's the overview. Now, coming up in the next couple of episodes, There is the BitClout white paper. I'm going to go through that with you over the next couple of episodes. We're going to talk about how you set up your BitClout account. And there are a couple of key things to do when you first set up your account. Just in case you are itching to get going, the one thing that I highly recommend that you do is immediately after you open up your account, go to your founder's fee, which I'll explain more in an upcoming episode, but go to your founder's fee setting and change that to 100%. And what that will do is it will prevent bots and anybody else from coming in and scooping up your own creator coin at the lowest price, because you want to buy your creator coin at the lowest price. So I'll get into all of that later on. But if the first thing you do is change your founder's fee to 100%, then you don't have anything to worry about. Now you can just sit back and relax. You don't have to worry about bots coming in and scooping up your creator coin. Okay? We'll get a lot more into that in a future episode. But for now, hope that is helpful to you. Hope that gives you a little bit of an overview of what BitClout is all about. And I'm going to speak to you again really soon. All right, take care.